Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Centre asks all states and union territories to take urgent measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. Central Election Committee of BJP meets in New Delhi to finalise candidates for Lok Sabha polls. Congress fields its UP unit chief Ajay Rai against Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Delhi court extends ED custody of BRS leader K. Kavita till March 26th in connection with the Delhi excise policy scam. Security forces bust a major terror module linked with Jaish-e-Mohammed in Jammu and Kashmir, and Kolkata Knight Riders beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 runs in IPL cricket. And now the news in detail. Health Ministry has written to all states and union territories asking them to take urgent measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. In a letter to chief secretaries of all states and UTs, Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra said hospital fires become a more significant threat as temperatures escalate during the summer months. Health Ministry requested the states and UTs to direct the state health departments and state disaster management authorities to work in close collaboration to ensure that all accredited hospitals within their jurisdiction take immediate action to prevent hospital fires. It said hospitals must regularly inspect firefighting equipment such as fire extinguishers, hydrants and alarms. This includes checking the expiry dates of extinguishers, ensuring hydrants are accessible and have adequate water pressure, and that fire alarms are operational and audible throughout the facility. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday to give its nod to candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, among others, attended the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from the states. The committee deliberated on names of the candidates for over 3 hours. Congress has fielded its UP unit chief Ajay Rai against Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Senior Congress leader Digvijay Singh will contest from Rajgarh Lok Sabha seat in Madhya Pradesh. The party released another list of 45 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls yesterday. MP Danish Ali will be the Congress candidate from Amroha seat in UP, while Karthi Chidambaram will fight from Sivaganga seat and Manikam Tagore from Virudhu Nagar Parliamentary Constituency in Tamil Nadu. The Congress has left Rajasthan's Nagaur Lok Sabha seat for Hanuman Beniwal's Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party. Congress has also released the first list of 18 candidates for the upcoming Sikkim Assembly polls. In an innovative bid to ensure greater participation of voters in the upcoming general elections, robots will be utilized as part of the sweep program at Thrissur in Kerala to spread voter education, awareness and voter literacy. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Sanjay Kaul, launched the program at a function in Kochi yesterday. Thrissur District Collector Krishna Teja said the robots will be utilized at prominent malls and other places to promote awareness among voters and to encourage them to cast their votes. Various awareness videos will also be screened using the robots. In Sikkim, preparations are being made for the smooth conduct of the simultaneous elections of the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the State Legislative Assembly. State Chief Electoral Officer D. Adanan told Akashwani News that efforts are on to facilitate all eligible electors, including persons with disabilities, to exercise their franchise on the polling day in a free and fair environment. We have more from our correspondent.
Simultaneous election for the Lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the State Legislative Assembly of Sikkim is scheduled to be held in the first phase on the 19th of the next month. Counting of votes for the State Assembly will be held on the 2nd of June, while that of the Lone Lok Sabha seat will be held on the 4th June 2024. About 4,63,800 electors, including 2,00,000 32,400 male and 231,450 female, as well as 3 third-gender voters are eligible to exercise their franchise in this election. 2,476 senior citizens and 4,184 persons with disability will exercise their franchise in this election. As many as 12,659 young voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years will also exercise their franchise for the first time in this election. The electors will exercise their franchise at as many as 573 polling stations, including 88 urban and 485 rural polling stations. Ibamcha Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has further extended the custody of Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita to Enforcement Directorate till the 26th of this month in the money laundering case connected with the liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in the court on the expiry of her ED remand. The Central Probe Agency had sought 5 more days of remand of Ms. Kavita in the court. This comes a day after the Supreme Court refused to entertain Kavita's bail plea in the case and asked her to move the trial court. The daughter of former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao also moved an application for bail in the case. However, Special Counsel appearing for the ED submitted that the bail plea is not maintainable at this stage. BJP leader Anurag Thakur has accused Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal of being the kingpin of corruption in the liquor scam. Addressing media in Delhi, Mr. Thakur criticized Mr. Kejriwal for not resigning from the post of Chief Minister yet. The BJP leader said that the AAP leader had said that once voted to power, he would run a campaign against drugs in Punjab. Mr. Thakur pointed out that over 20 people lost their lives in Sangrur due to consumption of spurious liquor. In Punjab, the death toll due to consumption of alleged spurious liquor in several villages of Sangrur district rose to 21, while more than 20 persons are in hospitals, and among them, some are stated to be critical. The Election Commission of India has sought a report from Chief Secretary and DGP to Chief Electoral Officer of Punjab regarding the incident. Meanwhile, in order to unearth the entire nexus, State Police constituted a 4-member Special Investigation Team, SIT, headed by ADGP Law and Order, Gurinder Singh Dhillon, to supervise the uncovering of the backward and forward linkages in a professional and scientific manner. DIG Patiala Range, Harcharan Singh Bhullar, SSP Sangrur, Sartaj Chehal, and Additional Commissioner Excise, Naresh Dubey, are its other members. 3 FIRs have been registered in this regard, and police has arrested 8 persons so far. But the state government has not announced any financial assistance or any other help for the affected families. Markets of Punjab are full of attractive colors these days ahead of the festival of Holi tomorrow. There is full enthusiasm among the people to celebrate the festival of colors with great pomp, and everyone is eagerly waiting for Holi. We have a report.
All the small and big markets in different parts of the state, including Jalandhar, are filled with red, gulal, green and yellow colors these days. People are busy buying these colors along with their children. There are many types of attractive pishkaris available in the markets, which are liked by the children. With the passage of time, the trend of herbal colors is also increasing, and many non-government organizations are engaged in making people aware about the use of herbal colors. Herbal colors are considered quite safe from a health point of view, and hence people are also giving priority to buying these colors. The process of playing Holi with colorful flowers in temples has been going on for the past several days. Shishu Sharma Shantan, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have busted a major terror module linked with proscribed terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed by arresting four terrorist associates in Srinagar. Acting on specific information, a joint mobile vehicle checkpost comprising of Srinagar police, 50 Rashtriya Rifles, Valley QRT and 29 Battalion CRPF was established in Kenihama area in the jurisdiction of Nogam police station. During checking, the vehicle was intercepted by the joint party and four terror associates were apprehended. Incriminating materials, arms and ammunition, including one AK-56 rifle with three magazines, 75 rounds and 7.62 by 39 mm magazines, one Glock pistol and two magazines, 26 rounds of 9 mm and six Chinese grenades were recovered from their possession. During preliminary investigation, it was found that the apprehended individuals were linked with the proscribed terror outfit JEM. Cases under relevant sections were registered against them in police station Nagam and further investigation is in progress. In Russia, the death toll from the terrorist attack at the Crocus City Hall has climbed to 133. Quoting Russian Investigative Committee, state media TASS reported that search operation is underway and rubble is being removed from the concert hall. According to the Russian Health Ministry, 147 people were injured. Russia said it arrested 11 people yesterday, along with the four gunmen. The attack on the Crocus City Hall was claimed by Islamic State affiliate Islamic State Khorasan province, ISISK, but Russian security service has claimed that the attackers had linked to Ukraine and were leaving for the neighboring country. Ukraine said allegations of Ukrainian involvement are absurd. Meanwhile, US said that the claim by ISISK is credible and believes that Ukraine was not responsible for the attacks. The India Meteorological Department has predicted enhanced rainfall with thunderstorms over northeast India and sub-Himalayan West Bengal till the 26th of this month. The weather department said that isolated heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is expected to occur in Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal for the next 2 days with gradual decrease thereafter. According to IMD, scattered light to moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms and lightning will continue over these regions including Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 29th of this month. The IMD further forecast the enhancement of rainfall with thunderstorm activity over Western Himalayan region from 26th to 29th of March. It said that under the influence of fresh western disturbances, isolated to scattered light rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till the 29th of March. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 209 runs for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 204 for 7 in 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 208 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Kolkata's Andre Russell scored unbeaten 64 runs off 25 balls, while Henrik Claassen contributed 63 of 29 for Hyderabad. Harshit Rana picked up 3 wickets for Kolkata, while T. Natarajan took 3 wickets for Hyderabad. Andre Russell was adjudged player of the match. Earlier yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 4 wickets in Chandigarh. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mojtaba.
Thank you, Nishrit. Prime Minister Modi pledges rupees 10,000 crore to Bhutan over the next 5 years is the top story in the Asian Age. 133 killed in Moscow shooting, 11 detained, says President Putin, according to the Hindu. Ministry of External Affairs summons German envoy over remarks on Kejriwal arrest, calling it interference in India's internal affairs, headlines the Sunday Tribune. In cash query case, CBI searches premises linked to former TMC MP Mahua Moitra, says a report in the Indian Express. Indian Navy ensuring maritime security and safe seas, says Admiral Hari Kumar, according to the Sunday Statesman. Small and mid-cap route shaves off 2-5% of mutual fund investor wealth in March, says the Hindu Business Line. And finally, Delhi Metro services to start at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow, that is March the 25th, on the occasion of Holi, says a report in Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre asks all states and union territories to take urgent measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. Central Election Committee of BJP meets in New Delhi to finalise candidates for Lok Sabha polls. Congress fields its UP unit chief Ajay Rai against Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Delhi court extends ED custody of BRS leader K. Kavita till March 26th in connection with the Delhi excise policy scam. Security forces bust a major terror module linked with Jaish-e-Mohammed in Jammu and Kashmir. And Kolkata Knight Riders beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 runs in IPL cricket. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.